We all know Mr. Darcy, whether it's from the 2005 movie version of Jane Austen's Pride and Prejudice, where he's played by Matthew McFadden, tall, dark, and handsome.
I believe you spoke with my aunt last night, and it has taught me to hope, as I'd scarcely allowed myself before.
Or a smoldering Colin Firth from the famous BBC adaptation.
My affections and wishes are unchanged. But one word from you will silence me on this subject forever.
Or my personal favorite,
Elizabeth. Dare I ask you again?
Laurence Olivier.
Elizabeth. Dear, beautiful Lizzie.
Sad news, Janeites. Darcy probably didn't look like any of those gentlemen. John Sutherland is a professor emeritus of modern English literature, and he was commissioned by the Drama Channel to come up with a historically accurate portrait of Mr. Darcy. Jane Austen, he says, was such a genius of character development that she really didn't need to give us physical clues.
You really have to actually do the work yourself. I mean, the one thing I can think of in Emma, for instance, is that we're told that Emma has hazel eyes. But then what else does she look like? I mean, what's the colour of her hair? How tall does she stand? There's some novelists who would give you those facts. In fact, they might overload their text with descriptions of characters' body, carriage, various other things. She doesn't. She sets up these beautiful, almost geometric situations, and there's no flesh on them, or very little flesh. We don't know what characters are wearing very often. We have to fill that in ourselves, and that, of course, requires us knowing something about the historical period.
The Guardian newspaper describes what Mr. Darcy would have looked like, what you uncovered this way. A pale, slope-shouldered, weedy character, thin of mouth and chin, with his hair powdered white. That does not sound like a very attractive prospect. I wouldn't cross a ballroom for that, I think.
Yes. Is that how you see him? Perhaps not. Perhaps you see Laurence Olivier. I did this with a very distinguished social historian, Amanda Vickery. She pointed out that Darcy was conceived in the 1790s when England was at war. They were terrified by what they'd seen of the French Revolution. And she said a hero of the period would have had a Brutus cut. You know, he would have been military. He would have suggested a manliness which defended England. Mm. But the novel itself was held back until 1813. We're then in the Regency, post-Byron. Byron woke up in 1812 and found himself famous, but he also made famous a certain kind of beau ideal of English manhood, flowing hair, soft, lustrous, tempting eyes, perhaps full lips. That perhaps is the authentic Darcy.
Which adaptation on the screen do you think most closely hews to what you imagine Mr. Darcy to look like? Did anyone get it right?
The thing is that we all imagine our own Darcy just as we all imagine the person that we first fell in love with. And so when you ask, being my age, which is a Methuselian, I think of the first version of Pride and Prejudice I saw, which was the Laurence Olivier version. And he's very haughty and very proud, a bit Heathcliffian too.
John Sutherland is a professor emeritus of modern English literature, and he joined us from the BBC in London.
Thank you very much for letting me chunter.